We're talking with John Amidon, and he is, along with Marina Mann, is the organizers of the 23rd annual Qatari Peace Conference, this year going virtual. So John, understand the issue or theme this year is militarism and climate change. Why don't you give us a brief introduction as to, you know, what is the Qatari Peace Conference and why, you know, Code Red Planet this year?
Yeah, the why Code Red Planet this year is because we are truly in a planetary crisis. The climate is failing us in because of our own behavior, and we need to confront militarism and stop it and take all of the approximately $1 trillion spent each year on climate restoration. And we need to curtail the use of greenhouse gases, the military is admitting 59 million metric tons a year or more. So it's a huge problem. The military is polluting the environment in so many different ways. And if we don't confront it, we don't have a meaningful program. The Qatari Peace Conference has been working to restrict and oppose militarism and end war for 23, 24 years now. Actually, we started in 1998, and then we were focused on closing the School of the Americas. But we've changed over the years, and we really need for everyone to look closely at what they can do to help the climate by positive things like planting trees, by negative thing, or not negative, but confrontational, I should say, good confrontations with the government prodding people like Paul Tonko to do something useful. And Mark, I know you've been instrumental in that, and thank you.
You know, the doomsday clock has moved closer to midnight, and they moved it closer not only because of nuclear weapons, but also because of climate change. But I do see you are having at least one workshop at the conference about nuclear weapons. What's the present focus on that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as we move into more extreme conditions with the climate, I mean, there are going to be huge water shortages. In some places, there already are. And for example, in India and China, two of the most populous nations in the world, the two, in fact, they are having water shortages. They border each other. They all have nuclear weapons, as does Pakistan. So if push comes to shove, that could be very tense, and it could lead actually to a nuclear war, God forbid. But that's the reality. So we need to understand that climate collapse, climate change is worsening the possibilities for war of different types, and nuclear war is certainly one of them, and one we need to avoid at all costs.
Now, if people want to participate, attend in this year's conference, you know, how do they do that?
The best way, the easiest way for the radio listeners is to Google Code Red Planet and Qatari, K-A-T-E-R-I. Just Google those two words, and it'll bring you a link to an address to go to where you can register for the conference. And the conference is free. You do need to register. It's being hosted by World Beyond War, and they're hosting our Zoom platform. It is September 18th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And who are some of the presenters this year?
Well, you mentioned nuclear weapons, and we have Arthur Hennessy, and she is one of the Kings Bay Plowshare activists. She is just out of prison for a 10-month sentence for protesting the Trident submarine base and Trident submarine and the missiles down in Georgia. She is also one of the granddaughters of Dorothy Day, and just a really wonderful person who's done such good work over the years. We have Ricky Closing. He's an artist, community activist, and a war resister. He was in the 82nd Airborne Division and worked as an interrogator, and after witnessing the abuses in Iraq, he went AWOL after having a crisis of conscience. Anyway, it resulted in a court-martial and a three-month military sentence. And so he is, again, somebody who has gone to prison to assert and uphold his conscience and not kill innocent people. Anyway, he became a peace activist, and he is working now for the city of Tacoma as a development specialist, and he thrives on building community and connecting people to nature. We also have Lindsay Kosher, sorry for butchering this name, Koshgarian. She's the National Priorities Project Director, and she's been on NPR and BBC and CNN and The Nation, U.S. News, World Report, and others, and she'll be addressing the intersection of military and domestic and federal spending and looking at, you know, really good ways of using our resources and how the military isn't and creating climate havoc. We have Cynthia Lazarus, and she is the founder of Nuclear Wake Up Call, and she is an award-winning documentary filmmaker, author of Dawn of the New Armageddon. I mean, all of these people have such wonderful resumes. They're all on our website with complete information. Cherry Robin will be singing. She is from the Capital District. Robin Cossack Jazz and Blues is her latest band. She's done three albums and a tremendous voice, a tremendous Carol Sargent.
Yeah, you were cutting out there, unfortunately. So, you know, this is the 23rd annual Qatari Peace Conference. You know, we just passed both the 20th anniversary of September 11th, which, you know, kicked off or escalated the war on terror. And we also just deserved the United States at least pulling out its military troops from Afghanistan after 20 years. You know, what type of reflections, if any, will the conference make about, you know, those two particular milestones?
We probably won't address those unless they come up in questions. We are really focused on the climate collapse, and the role militarism is playing in this planetary concern. And I mean, we are in critical state. If the Atlantic currents shut down, and nobody knows when that will happen, you know, all bets are off. If methane gas release happens in a major way, and it's already happening in smaller quantities, again, all bets are off. And when the polar ice caps melt, and they're doing that very rapidly, the oceans will rise at least 6 to 8 feet. So we will be focused on climate change and the role militarism is playing, and what we can do about it to stop it, and how we can address our government, what we can do as individuals. We need to wake up and really be aware that we are in a crisis.
So we've been talking with John Amanon, the Qatari 23rd Qatari Peace Conference on Saturday, September 18th, Code Red Planet, Militarism and Climate Change. John, any final words?
Just that it's free. There are excellent speakers. Greta Zorro from World Beyond War is also speaking. And tune in. We prefer to do it in person because we build more community that way, but conditions are such that we can't. But Code Red Planet, Qatari are the words to Google, and you'll find an easy way to register, and it's an excellent conference. So please do join us.
Thank you, John Amadon. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.